الله الرحمن الرحيم continue with the kitab Islam al-Aqaid correction of our beliefs we are busy with regard to the beliefs with regard to Qiyamah we learned all the minor signs and the major signs of Qiyamah after that the second belief is when all these signs have occurred then preparation for Qiyamah will commence the exact date of Qiyamah is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will blow the trumpet by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The trumpet is a huge object in the form of an animal horn. By blowing of the trumpet, the earth and skies will split into pieces. All of creation will pass away, and the souls of those who have passed, away will become unconscious. However, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to protect will remain in a state of consciousness. A period of time will elapse in this way. The third belief with regard to Qiyamah is that when Allah Ta'ala wishes, the world will be recreated, the trumpet will be blown a second time, the whole world will once again come into existence, the dead will be given life, and all will gather in their bodily form on the plains of Qiyamah. Facing difficulties there, the people will proceed to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, requesting them to intercede on their behalf, that Allah Ta'ala starts reckoning. Finally, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede, which is known as Ash-Shafa'at al-Kubra, only for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this honor has been given. Every person's good and evil actions will be weighed. There will be reckoning for these deeds. However, some will enter Jannah without reckoning. Allah Ta'ala make us amongst them. The book of deeds will be placed in the right hand of the pious and in the left hand of the evil doers. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will give his ummah water to drink from the pond of Kawthar. This water will be whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. Every person will have to cross the bridge of Sirat. The righteous will cross it and reach Jannah. While the evil doers will fall from it into hell. The fourth belief, on the day of judgment, the good will intercede on behalf of the evil doers by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the ulama, the martyrs, the Qur'an-i Kareem, and the angels the opportunity to intercede on behalf of only the Muslims. There will be different forms of intercession. The first, that is for the commencement of reckoning, this will be specially granted only to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second form of intercession for ease at the reckoning and questioning. The third form of intercession on behalf of sinners, so that they are not entered into Jahannam. The fourth form of intercession on behalf of sinners thrown into Jahannam to be removed from there. The fourth form of intercession for elevation of the ranks of Muslims. The fourth belief is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reserves the right to punish one due to committing minor sins or forgive one's major sins by his mere grace and not punish him. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive those who died ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala, that is committing shirk, or those who died in the state of kufr. The sixth belief with regard to Qiyamah is, besides those people that have been given glad tidings of Jannah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot categorically declare any person to be a dweller of Jannah. However, it is necessary to entertain good thoughts and have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by observing positive signs. And the seventh belief, Jahannam, that is hell, has been created in which there are fires, snakes, scorpions and various other forms of punishment. The dwellers of Jahannam who possess an iota of iman will undergo punishment for their evil actions. And will eventually enter Jannah by the intercession of the messengers and pious people, no matter how sinful they were. As for the disbelievers and polytheists, they will remain in Jahannam forever, and they will never experience death. Allah Ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi al-lazina istafa. Last night, alhamdulillah, the 19th para was recited in Tarawih Salah. We continue with a few aspects that we left off in the 18th para. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us that we should eat pure and wholesome foods, halal under all conditions. And when you do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says you will get qualities like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, that wa'uzu billahi min shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, ulaika yusari'una fil khairat wa hum la sabiqun, that these were men that used to hasten towards doing good deeds and used to vie with one another in doing good deeds. So this is what we should be competing with one another in doing good deeds. That is, if we eat the right, that is halal and wholesome food, then we will have the energy to do this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again reminds us, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you ears and the faculty of hearing. Allah gave you eyes, the faculty to see. Allah gave you a heart and mind, the faculty to understand. But Allah ta'ala says, very few of us we make shukr. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding to realize, to make shukr on the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala increases those bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again reminds us that inculcate good qualities, that is itfa billati ahsan. If somebody does good to you, then don't repel that some evil to you, then repel it in good. In other words, don't repel evil with evil, rather repel it with good, and all the time seek protection from shaitan, because shaitan wants to create deviation in your heart, and he wants to bring about differences. And remember, prepare for this before that hour comes, when you'll be shocked. Hatta idha jahadumul maut qala rabbi ji'uni. All of a sudden, malakul maut will be standing in front of you to take your soul. Then you'll be shocked and you'll say, Ya Allah, please give me some respite. Return me lalli amalu salihan fima taraktu kalla. The good deeds I left behind, I will do that. Allah Ta'ala will say, kalla inna kalimatun huwa qailua. No time, you said this over and over, and now behind you is barzakh, the period between after death until the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala further explains the events of Qiyamah, that how the trumpet will be blown, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminds us that why have Allah Ta'ala sent us in the world? أَفَحْسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think Allah Ta'ala has sent you just for foolery, and Allah has created you in vain? You're not going to return to Allah? No, we have to prepare to meet Allah. We are going to return to Allah. And for this we have to inculcate the ma'rifat of Allah. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Inculcate the greatness, the loftiness of Allah, who is that sovereign and sole creator and owner. There is nobody far besides Allah. Allah is the owner of the great throne, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beg Allah ta'ala all the time, وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That, O Allah, you forgive us, you are the most merciful, and you are the creator of mercy, the most merciful of all those that can show mercy. Our Dada Shaykh so beautifully said, سَبْسَ پِيَارَ نَي سَبْسَ پِيَارِ خُو سَبْسَ پِيَارِ دُعَا سِكَائِ. That Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is most loving and kind, has given to the most loving creation of His, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most loving dua, Rabbi Ighfir Warham Wa Anta Khairur Rahimeen. In the next surah, Surah An-Nur, Ya Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala explains the great aspect of the chastity of Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And then also Allah Ta'ala explains aspect with regard to the penal code of Islam as far as zina is concerned. Then again Allah Ta'ala explains with regard to the great nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with regard to our domestic affairs, which shows our deen is complete. It's not just ibadah that we understand, but it is every aspect of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that how Allah Ta'ala has revealed Qur'an-i Kareem and made certain things the faraz. And Allah Ta'ala explains all these ayats in great detail, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, so that you realize and understand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further mentions the penal code, that if a person, people get involved in haram and shameless actions like committing zina, adultery, Then a zaniyat wa zani fadriru kulla wahidin minhu amiyata jalda. That if a person was not married and he committed zina and he is caught with all the evidences, etc., then he must be given 100 lashes. And if a person was married and all the evidences which are very strict according to Sharia, then a person should be stoned to death. And as we have been explained, that outwardly people who don't understand will say it's barbaric. But when the reality comes into existence, then you'll see hardly zina will be committed. There'll be hardly evil committed on the face of the earth when people see this. So this is all a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala further explains that don't ever blame the pious, the chaste woman, etc. Don't pass wrong remarks against them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, if you made a mistake with regard to this, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكُ أَصْلَهُ. Make tawbah, correct your life. Allah ta'ala is most forgiving because Allah ta'ala loves to forgive. Allah ta'ala explains in the house, if husband and wife are accusing one another and there's no evidences, then they should undergo what is lihan, go to the mufti or the Islamic the Islamic court, and lihan will take place. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of if that Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala with the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, all the time looking for excuses to cause dissension in the ummah and the lofty stages of the men of Allah to degrade it, but they can never get it right. It on the occasion when Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa did now, they were on a journey with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She got left behind, and a sahabi came from behind, and she came with him. Then the enemies, they found opportunity to pass a terrible remark and a terrible accusation of evil that was committed by the most chaste woman, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is not becoming. Forget what a high personality on any Muslim, on any believer. Lawla islamitumu zanna al-mu'minun wal-mu'minat bi-anfusim khayra. If somebody tells you that this believer has committed an evil and you know he is a righteous person, then think good. Don't fall into the trap of this evil, because haza ifkum mubin. This is open blame and this is a terrible accusation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you commit this, then you must have 4 witnesses, which is very, very difficult to find. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, istalaqawna bi-alsinatikum. You just utter with your tongues whatever you hear. Today on social media, etc., you just pass on the messages. Allah ta'ala says, watasabuna hayyina. You regard it as a small thing, but this is a very severe thing in the eyes of Allah. So be alert and be conscious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then further explains that what a severe condition overcame Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, the whole family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, his father-in-law, that is the father of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, what a condition overcame them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains, and Allah ta'ala gave honor and chastity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that don't be like those people who like to spread evil and like to spread falsehood. For them Allah ta'ala will give a severe punishment, and this is all in the ways of shaitan. So la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan, whoever, don't follow in the footsteps of shaitan, because shaitan will lead you to evil itself and to shamelessness and to wrong, and he will make you blame others also. And remember, to save yourself from shaitan, you need a cause of tazkiyah. And walawla fadl alayk wa rahmatu ma zakka minkum min ahadin abada walakin Allah yuzakki man yasha. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that make an effort to make tazkiyah and beg Allah ta'ala to make your tazkiyah, because it is only Allah Rabbul Izzat that can purify the heart of each and every person. And if Allah doesn't desire, Allah will never purify the heart of anybody. So as our Dada Chehra teaches us, that read this ayat and beg Allah ta'ala, that walawla fadl alayk wa rahmatu, O Allah, through your fadl, through your mercy, and through your mashiyat, please make my tazkiyah also. And we know that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu went through great pain. One of the people, the simple Muslims that got caught up in this rumor mongering with the munafiqeen. With regard to Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Mista radiallahu was her cousin. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu, he was a poor person. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu used to take care of him and give him allowance. But he felt so hurt that such a man also talking bad about my daughter. And he said, I won't help him anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is not the shan of the great man. And Allah on the one hand shows the great status of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala shows accordingly, according to your status, that is the type of akhlaq you have got. So Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُ الْفَضْلِ, that people of great honor and status and virtue, and Allah has blessed them with abundance also and prosperity, that they should not say such things that we won't help our close relatives and we won't help the poor and the muhajireen, etc. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَوُ, they are still immature, they don't understand, so you overlook and you forgive them and just wipe out that incident as if you don't know about it. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, don't you want that Allah Ta'ala should forgive you? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu went into a trance and he said, I love Allah must forgive me. Uhibbu wa yaghfir Allah li, I love Allah Ta'ala to forgive me. I love Allah Ta'ala to forgive me. And in return he said, I'll double his allowance. So we have to learn from the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how to have open heart. Allah ta'ala says it's not becoming that you accuse anybody, because the system of Allah ta'ala is al-khabithatu al-khabithin wal-khabithuna al-khabithat, that evil woman will go towards and evil man will go towards evil woman. So Allah save us from evil places and evil habits. وَالطَّيِّبُونَ وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ لِلطَّيِّبِينَ وَالطَّيِّبُونَ لِلطَّيِّبَاتِ, and pure man will go towards pure woman. Pure woman will go towards pure man. In other words, Allah Ta'ala says, if you love chaste and pure, Allah will give you a pure, a good wife. Then Allah Ta'ala further explains domestic affairs, that when you go and visit somebody, لَا تَدْكُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا, don't dash into anybody's house, even if it is your friend, your relative. First make the first knock, take permission, make salam upon the family, and then this is good for you if you only take a lesson. And if you don't find anybody, palatat khulua, don't just enter the house until you are given permission. And if they tell you that don't come now, we can't accommodate you now, don't come in, then this is good for you. Return, don't feel bad with regard to this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains a very important injunction to save us from all evil and corruption. كل المؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم. As our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh, who was Allahu Akbar, expert in this field, Allah Ta'ala so to say gave him a PhD in this field, that Allah cut it from the root to save you from all evil and terrible shameless actions. Hazrat said that Allah Ta'ala fell ashamed himself, that to directly tell us that control your gazes. This is something that's supposed to be natural, but myself, we all of us are very weak in this field. So Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they tell a believing man, it's not becoming. They must lower their gazes. Don't look at ghair mahram woman, etc. And protect their private parts in this way. This is azka lakum. This is far more purifying for you. This is good for you, because Allah knows whatever bima yasnaun. All the secret things that you do, and you start plotting when you look. And Allah Ta'ala, this is such a serious command, that Allah Ta'ala told a believing woman also, that even if you put on a veil, don't think under that veil you can look at men. And no, you must also control your gazes, lower your gazes, and don't show out your beauty in any way whatsoever. That means when you wear your farda also, it shouldn't be in any way appealing, that men want to look at you, etc. And when this command is brought, and we learn from our mashayikh, then you see a person loves a peaceful and happy life. And Allah Ta'ala says we have to work and keep in mind all the time. And this will come when we gain the nur of Allah, Allah nuru samawati wal ard, by making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nur of Allah ta'ala will come in your heart, and then you'll see nurun ala nur, nur will build up upon nur, that is the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spiritual effulgence, like how we see today, we all know of radiation, as far as microwave etc. is concerned, there is spiritual radiation which Allah ta'ala has created, which is much, much more stronger, and that comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala says, where you will get this? Fi buyutin azina Allah. in those small houses. This is referring to what is called the Zawiyah. In the previous days, the masajid had small rooms where the mashayikh, the pious servants, used to do the spiritual treatment of their disciples. In other words, the khankas. That is, you go there, you'll find the pious servants, the sheikh. They do your spiritual treatment, and there Allah Ta'ala says, Azin Allah wa Turfa. We have given permission that you raise your voice little in a moderate tone to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make the, and repeat the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the snoor can come in your heart and your heart can become purified. And then you sabbihu lahu biha bil ghudu wal asal. You will be making zikr of Allah morning and evening. And when you do this cause of marifat of Allah, of recognition of Allah, then such men will be produced from such zawiyas. As we see, the first group that sat in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest sheikh, and they got this noor and they made the zikr of Allah. What men were produced? Rijan. Allah says, those were men. La tulhim tijaratu ala bi'unan zikrillah. That these people lived in the world. They even did business. But this business, etc., did not delude them from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not distracted, unmindful for a single moment. They did the greatest business, but they never ever disobeyed the command of Allah. They never missed their salah, especially with jamaat, etc. They were punctual with their salah. They gave their zakah, and all the time, whatever they did, they had this fear. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِي الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. The day the eyeballs will turn, that is the day of Qiyamah, that what will be our recognition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you do this, there'll be goodness, and if you don't, then you'll see darkness upon darkness will come on the earth. And we see the condition today when we are negligent with regard to our spiritual condition, what darkness is spreading on the earth. And the solution to this is what? To make our spiritual reformation. Allah ta'ala says, don't you see, alam tara anna Allah yusabbihu lahu man fis samawati wal ard. All the creation are busy in the tasbih and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So insan, what is wrong with you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when people are called to solve out their matters, the believers, according to the command of Allah and the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are such people who will say, sami'na wa ta'ana, that solve out our matters according to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these will be successful people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and for such people, wa'adallahu alladhina amanu minkum wa min salihat. Allah has promised those who bring iman and do good deeds and purify themselves, Allah will make these people the rulers of the world. Allah will give them vicegerency, and Allah will give them firm establishment on the face of the earth. Allah will change all the fears into peace and contentment, and they will be making the zikr, the worship of Allah, without associating partners with Allah. So Allah Ta'ala will only give dominance to those people who make their tazkiyah and remain firm on the command of Allah. And when they rule, they will rule with justice, and most important, they will establish their salah, they will give their zakah, they will obey the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that Allah Ta'ala's mercy descends upon them. Then again, Allah Ta'ala explains domestic affairs with regard to our small children, that teach them that how to take permission, that even if they are small, but they are three times during the three occasions at night when you go and sleep, then even in their parents' room, they shouldn't just dash in. Teach your small children also take permission. When it's time in the afternoon to take khilula, you're going to take a rest, then also tell them, don't just come into the room and push the door open. Take permission. After Isha, when it's time to go and sleep, take permission. Similarly, when now they become almost mature, then tell them all the time, if the door of the room is closed, don't just dash in. They should take permission. Allah Ta'ala has taught us all these aspects. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in this there is goodness for you. And tomorrow you're going to return to Allah. The next surah Furqan, Allah Ta'ala explains that this Qur'an-i Kareem, if you make it part of your life, it will give you a clear indication how to differentiate what is good and what is bad. And this will guide you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't be like those people that all, instead of following the path of the Nabi of Allah, they make objections. مَا لِهَا رَسُولُ يَاكُلُ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. How can we follow this man? He also eats food. He also goes into the market. Allah shows that Allah sent a Nabi as a human being to show us that he is a human, you also a human. How he loves, you can also love. He is going into the market and eating, but he is going is far different than yours. You going in an unmindful state. He is going with zikr of Allah. He is going with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So outwardly you look the same, but there is a big difference between the two. His heart is connected to Allah. your heart is connected to the dunya. So don't make objection, love like them, inculcate their good qualities. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah is most blessed, that if you do this, Allah ta'ala says there'll be goodness for you in this world, and jannat in tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. In the year after, Allah ta'ala has prepared beautiful gardens for you in the year after. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, the day we're going to raise you up very soon. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have sent all, O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't worry of their objections, because all the messengers came, they also ate and drank. But those who took heed, they were successful. And those who didn't take heed, they were destroyed by Allah. So atasbirun, you just make sabr, and Allah is all watching. In the next para, because the 19th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that those people who don't take heed, on the day of Qiyamah, they'll be in terrible regret. وَيَوْمَ يَعْدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ سَبِيلًا. They'll be chewing their fingers and chewing their hands, and they'll be regretting, why didn't I take the part of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why didn't I follow his part? يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمَ اتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Why did I follow that particular friend and those people, all the propaganda in the world, and I got lost? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is shaitan's way. And then Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's most kind, most merciful, but on that day of Qiyamah also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be complaining with regard to us. Allah save me and all of us. Ya qawmi, ya qawqala rasul, ya rabbi, inna qawmi takhadu hadha al-Quran mahjura. Said, oh Allah, my people left the Qur'an Kareem. They divorced the Qur'an Kareem. When I left the world, they got involved in other things. More time for social media, etc. No time to recite Qur'an Kareem. And more important, make niyat of hidayat, that Qur'an Sharif should be part of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't become like the enemies. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that how Allah ta'ala blessed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Harun alayhi salatu wasalam with Nabuwat, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and those tribes that did not take heed, Ad, Samud, etc., how Allah ta'ala destroyed them all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that Allah has sent us here to gain his marifat, and how Allah ta'ala has blessed us with what favors. Alam tara ila rabbika kayfa madda dhil, walau sha'a lajalau sakina. How Allah ta'ala made the shadows, etc., how Allah ta'ala made the beautiful sun for you, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the night to rest, how Allah ta'ala made the day that you spread out and do your work, how Allah sends the beautiful winds before the rain comes, and you get an indication that the rain is coming. Allah sends beautiful rains and you see the crops coming out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is the one that two oceans are right next together, but Allah has put a barrier in between, that the cold ocean and the hot ocean, sweet and the salty ocean doesn't mix. Who is all this? Who did all this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, recognize Allah and put your trust only in Allah, who's ever loving. And if you want to learn about Allah, we have sent you to learn of Allah. Where you will learn about Allah? Ar-Rahman. Fasal bi khabira. Allah is very kind. Jo ba khabar hai. Those who know about Allah, the men of Allah, the arifin, sit in their company. And so beautifully our great Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Purpuri Rahmatullah used to say, agar mitai chahe to kaha milega. If you want sweet meat, where you'll get it? By the sweet meat shop. Agar kebab chahe kaha milega. If you want kebabs, where you'll get it? Those who are selling kebab, so agar Allah chahe kaha milega. Allah walo say, if you want Allah, where you'll get Allah? By the friends of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll get these qualities. And how to recognize them also? Ibadur Rahman. Allah special servants are yamshuna ala al-ardi hauna. They walk on the earth with humbleness. وَإِذَا خَاتَبُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. People want to pick arguments and pass remarks, they just pass by and say salam, that I got no time for this. And at night they spend their nights in qiyam, in tahajjud, in sajda, etc. And in the morning they still cry, رَبَّنَا اسْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Oh Allah, please move the punishment of Jahannam away for us. That to stay in that place just for a small time or for a long period is very terrible. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. When they spend, they are thrifty. They are not too stingy. They are not extravagant. They spend how what way is necessary and accordingly. And they don't associate partners with Allah. They don't kill one another. They don't commit zina, because these are terrible actions. Allah doubles such punishment, and Allah will put you in the fire of Jahannam forever. But Allah has kept the doors open for every person. No person can say, I'm doomed. If you still went onto the wrong path, Just come to the man of Allah and you'll get tawfiq. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. You'll make tawbah. You'll start doing good deeds. Allah won't just forgive you. Allah will change your evil deeds into good deeds. Because Allah Ta'ala is very forgiving, very kind. And Allah says, these are such people that they don't testify towards lies. And they don't even sit in such gatherings. And if they pass such gatherings where there's trivial activity is taking place, sports, etc., they pass by with great honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are people that listen to the commands of Allah, and all the time they concern of themselves and their family, and making dua. They themselves bring taqwa in their hearts, and in their lives, and they teach this to their family, and they make dua. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنَ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَزُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُّنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, bless us with such wives and offspring that will be the coolness of our eyes, that is obedient to your command. And make me the imam of all the pious. In other words, make me pious, that you set an example and your whole house will become pious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for these are the people that Allah has created beautiful, lofty mansions in the hereafter because of their sabr, and they'll meet Allah, that they will be just getting salam all the time, and they remaining there forever. Allah give us tawfiq to prepare for.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ثابت رضي الله عنه قال: كان سلمان رضي الله عنه في عصابة يذكرون الله، فمر بهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فكفوا، فقال: إني رأيت الرحمة تنزل عليكم فأحببت أن أشارككم فيها. رواه أحمد. هذا ثابت رضي الله عنه فرماتے ہیں کہ سلمان رضي الله عنه ایک جماعت کے ساتھ اللہ کے ذکر میں مشغول تھے کہ ان پر حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا گزر ہوا، تو وہ ذکر سے رک گئے تو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا: میں نے تم پر رحمت کو نازل ہوتے دیکھا تو میں نے چاہا کہ میں بھی اس میں تمہارے ساتھ شامل ہو جاؤں. حضرت سلمان رضی اللہ عنہ was once making ذکر of Almighty Allah together with his companions. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم passed by them, due to which they stopped. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, verily I had seen the mercy of Allah raining upon you, thus I decided to also come and join you.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل مراه جايك ميداني هو، توهي تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل. درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر، دیکھو جدر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. يا رہے يا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہو، مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار ہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مستر ہو سرشار ہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار ہوں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائے میرے انا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائے میرے انا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نعرہ مستانہ خوش میں آئے دم تابت جانا چنی میں بائے دم اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شانہ اللہ وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب اللہ ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى آل ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لي وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.